Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. And I think playing the Rocky theme certainly comports well with the topic of maturing and growing up and being the man you want to be, which certainly that first movie portrayed quite thoroughly. It is time for Family Financial Matters with Jim Scheinberg. Jim Scheinberg is the managing partner at North Pier Fiduciary Management. He has been advising institutions and families on their investments for over 20 years, and he has been my family and personal financial advisor for almost that long as well, so I can offer my personal endorsement without question. Welcome back to the show, Jim.
Hey there, Bruce.
How you doing?
I'm doing quite well today.
That is good. I understand you're in Utah.
I am.
So,
as a matter of fact, in a rite of passage of my own, I'm actually looking at purchasing a second home.
Oh my gosh! Well, it's kind of interesting because you and I were talking during the break about the fact that rites of passage and maturity are certainly applicable to how we live our financial lives, and I thought you might want to share some of the ones that you think happen, certain of the life events that start putting men and women on a more mature financial path.
You know, it's not as sudden as some other rites of passage that people might face. There's actually several that I think the average person, if they're lucky, goes through in their life. You know, the first one that comes to mind is just shifting. If your you know, listeners are fortunate enough, shifting from that paycheck to paycheck mentality to living on a budget. I mean, that's the first rite of passage that I think a lot of people go through, and hopefully they do it quite early in life, especially if they're taught from their parents.
Or, actually, I would add an addendum to that, learning how to not only to live on a budget, but how to save money. I was taught to save money from when I had a paper out at age 12.
So, Bruce, if I could ever impart one thing to the listeners of your show that they took out of all the sessions that we've done, it's simply this. If your listeners want to change the way that they live their lives financially, stop saving what's left. It's that simple.
Yes.
People spend and they budget and then they say, okay, well, whatever's left at the end of the budget, that's what I'll save. You have to budget your savings. Become a 20% a year saver or a 15% a year saver or a 10% of my paycheck or $1,000 a month or whatever the number is. And pay it like it's your cable bill. I promise you that one thing alone will make the difference in so many people's lives.
It made the difference in mine, and I credit my parents. They were very middle class. They did not make a lot of money. And the moment I got any kind of money, whether it was birthday money or any money I earned, I was allowed to spend a portion of it, and I was taught to put the other portion away. And that became a lifelong habit. That the percentages stayed about the same. Even though my income got larger along the way, thankfully, I always saved a certain percentage because it was a habit. And it's amazing how many people do not have that habit, weren't taught it, or don't learn it.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll go into that again. We've talked about that before on the show, but we'll go into that again in a future show because it really, the different ways in which you can reach those savings goals is probably a good topic for us to go into. But, you know, I did want to cover some of the other major rites of passage, if you will, those growing ups that people go through financially. You know, one of the big ones, and this is changing now, one of the big ones is the first time somebody would invest in a 401k plan.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, people didn't start investing in their 401ks until their late 20s or early 30s, even if their company was offering matching contributions. So basically, they were just throwing money from their companies away. Now, a lot of people get automatically enrolled into their 401ks. Over 50% of major companies now automatically put them in. So that's changing. So young people also are now, you know, not even having to make that choice. But that used to be a big one and still is for a lot of organizations. Just buying your first insurance policy, besides the stuff that's mandatory, you know, besides I've got to have an insurance policy for my car, the concept of going out and insuring one's life, well, when you're 24 years old, you don't think about things like mortality. But that day when you actually take that sage look at that kind of a responsible issue, that could be a rite of passage.
I would assert that doesn't usually happen to most young men or women until they're married and probably with a child. And then the real The real sense of your own mortality and your responsibility is so much stronger than when you're single or, for that matter, even married.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely trigger points, and I'm glad you brought that up, that make people examine these things and hopefully maybe even force that rite of passage. You named two of the big ones. Marriage. Marriage brings up a lot of issues. Budgeting, insurance, retirement planning. Kids, definitely a big insurance primer. And then, you know, and it can just be any kind of a random wake-up call. It can be something similar to what we just went through. Everybody went through some sort of a wake-up call that may have gotten them into a different mindset, a more mature-oriented mindset after the financial crisis. You know, it could be a loss of a job. You know, for me, Bruce, believe it or not, you know, you remember when I ran into a tree snowboarding in Mammoth back 5 years ago? That was when I decided to go out and get life insurance. Hmm. You know, so it can be a major event that's completely unrelated to finance. It just makes you think of things differently.
Yeah, it's very, very, very true. But it shouldn't always be an accident or a big passage that should motivate a good spending and financial habits. And I think that's part of what the value of this segment of our show is. We are almost out of time. So do you want to offer anything else on this topic or any other tips beyond the first one you mentioned?
You know, absolutely. You know, as you know, we do a large portion of the work that we do is for corporate retirement plans. And as such, we advise companies on how to educate their participants. People wait way too long to plan for retirement. And I don't mean the, well, should I say 5% or 7%, but I mean really sit down and examine what they're doing. A lot of people wait until a couple years out. You want to talk about that wake-up call, that time to mature? People should take a good, hard look at what they have and where they're going and when they plan on retiring. We say 10 years out. Because God forbid you go through a market like we went through over the last few years and you just did your planning 3 or 4 years out, well, your plans could change in an awfully big way. So you actually have to take a look at things. We call it the red zone, 10 years out.
And, boy, in my mind, that even that's not necessarily soon enough. But we're going to have to save this for another time, Jim, because we are actually out of time. Remind listeners how to get a hold of you and your newsletter, please.
Yeah, by all means. We're about to actually put out our spring newsletter this week, so timing is good. You can reach us through your website, actually, Bruce. I think we're trying to get that link connected, and it should be up there soon. You can always find North Pier through the BruceSallon.com website, but there'll be a link for the newsletter soon. Or they can send us an email to info@npier.com. That's info@n, like the direction north, P-I-E-R.com.
Well, speaking of being safe, Jim, you be safe in Utah. Thank you for checking in with us, and we'll talk next week. It is time for another break. You can tweet me at Bruce Sallon, or you can email me at bruce@brucesallon.com. That's Bruce and Sallon, S-A-L-L-A-N, S like in sun. This is the Bruce Sallon Show, A Dad's Point of View.